This is Philip Martin with the Brown Campaign. The senator's bus rode into Milford this morning for a meet and greet, and then he was off to North Grafton for a Women for Brown luncheon. He was joined on the campaign trail today by Republican Richard Tessay, who is challenging Joe Tierney for his congressional seat, and by Maine Senator Susan Collins, who, like Brown, is viewed as a moderate Republican in an increasingly conservative party. While Senator Brown sought to keep the focus on the campaign and his supporters, I also asked about a new ad by the Warren campaign accusing him of ducking out on a final debate, which was postponed due to Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah, I don't think too much about it. We unfortunately had a storm, and people are still suffering from that storm, and we only have a few days left. Put a lot to a debate, but while she's debating about debates, I'm going to be talking about why she wants to have people's taxes go up and have the more government spending. And that's what this race is about taxes and spending.
The senator's supporters showed up by the hundreds to greet his bus. One of his final stops was at VFW Post 88 in North Billerica. Brown, a colonel in the U.S. National Guard, is strongly supported by veterans in the state, such as Mark Duggar, a former Special Forces officer.
Well, obviously, I think he's someone who understands veterans' issues quite strongly. He has proven himself to be a bipartisan senator, willing to work for the greater good, not necessarily go along with the party line, and I think that's important. I like his values, I like his track record, and that's why I'm here to support him.
Senator Brown's bus tour will take him to all parts of the state over the final days of this election season. Covering the Brown campaign, I'm Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.